Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. So call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
All right, we have a special hot seat. Big Mike Lingard. Now, he is not just a producer, production assistant here at Fox Sports Radio. He is a Fox Sports Radio executive news producer.
Is that what he does? Clout. I never could figure it out. I was trying to figure out. I thought he was there to hold up the building or something.
Mike, he's always around, right?
Yeah, just but around.
He's stepping out of his lane, though, Rob. He's stepping out of his arena. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's in trouble. He's Big about Mike. To get you are in trouble.
Yeah. It ain't going to be cute. All right. It's not going to be cute, but that's coming up in about 30 minutes. The hot seat, Rob, quickly, James Harden, back in Houston tonight. Sounds like that there was a mixed reaction for him.
Not that many fans there. Yeah, there aren't many.
I think they were allowed to have 3,000, although Texas is about to open up 100%.
Let me tell you
now,
something.
I don't think if the NBA is going along with that.
I would still keep my mask on for a while. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Chris.
I'm sure there will be some people says. That do that.
Yeah. Am I right?
There are other states doing that too.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's too soon. I would
at
wait
this
till,
point too. It's habit. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather wait.
Just a little bit longer, Chris. Can we wait till June when everybody's been vaccinated or closer to it?
Then I can hear see. You. Well, they're gonna find out if people. I think a lot of the Texans are gonna follow that, and obviously Mississippi too.
Right.
I think a lot of them are gonna follow. So we'll know in a month or so if we start seeing an uptick.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I just.
But
think
anyway,
it's too soon. Anyway, I do.
Nah, I feel you. But. They are in Houston, and they didn't give him – it apparently wasn't as bad. If it was a mix, that's about the most Harden could ask for. I tell you what, Rob, and I don't think – obviously, he didn't do this just to curry favor with these fans. He did it out of his heart, but he helped a lot of people, you know, with the tough times when they had the weather down there that really threw a lot of people for a loop since they're not used to cold – really, really cold weather and snow down there in Texas.
Not like that. They were not ready for that.
Right. So that was good on him. And just yet one other reason they should retire is number one day. And they will.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
All right. Let's move on. Let's stay in the West. And let's stay with another guard. And Steph Curry. Shaquille O'Neal. Now, you know Shaq's been catching heat. Did you know that, Rob?
He's all over the place, all over the map.
Well, and Rob G might want to get in here, too.
Rob G, now what? Now what? I mean, Shaq can't seem to keep his pie hole
closed. Well, Candace Parker. What they're saying on social media is that Candace Parker's been schooling him on Inside the NBA with
really?
Some of her takes. Yeah, like they were talking about defense in today's NBA, and Shaq was like, why can't you just show and play man up and show, you know, show – And get back to your man instead of switching all these picks. And her and Wade were like, you know, the ball moves so fast today and they got so many shooters on the floor that they'll beat it's too fast for you to get back. So you got to switch. So people are, you know, people are going at the diesel.
Going at
Rob G, am I wrong? It was trending.
No, yeah, it was bad. And, you know, and what made it worse was Candace Parker's, like, facial expressions as she was totally disappointed.
Which I didn't really think that was – and I like Candace, but you – come on. You ain't got to give those expressions like he don't know what he's talking about.
Shaq deserves a lot more than what she was giving him. because even Dwayne Wade tried to be like, no, Shaq, you don't understand. You can't do that nowadays. And Shaq's like, well, did you, you know, I got championships.
But Wade wasn't giving.
I got championships.
Well, he does. He,
there we go.
Wade
wasn't
giving facial expressions like Shaq is out of his mind.
Because Shaq doesn't want it. Shaq doesn't want to hear it because it doesn't jive with what he knows. And so he's so stuck in the mid-2000s that he can't understand that the game is played differently today.
No, I get it. I get it. But I'm just saying it was – but that's what's trending and that's what everybody's talking about. And so – but anyway, this is not what we're talking about with Shaq. What we're saying – Shaq was on the Dan Patrick show a few days ago. And Dan – do we have Dan Patrick and Shaq or just Shaq? Okay, so here's the conversation and we're going to play off of it.
I think Steph Curry is the most influential basketball player of the last 30 years because he's given everybody hope that they could play in the NBA.
I'm watching these little kids now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I've never seen a little kid dribble like that, shoot like that. Yes, I would agree.
Because I can't be like you and I can't be like Mike, but there's a chance I might be able to shoot like Steph.
Yes.
They give us hope. They give us hope.
Steph is still 6'3". All right, people act like he's 5'8". You know, it ain't a lot of people that are even 6'3", Rob. You know that. So, Quick, but anyway,
I'm 6'4". People look at me like a monster.
Right.
Right.
When they see you on the plane, they think you played in the NBA, right?
Exactly. I'm 6'4". I don't know what people are acting like he's 5'8".
Right.
He's not 5'8".
Right. So I'm going to let you have at it first, but and then I'll go after you.
I just think it's, as usual, like you get caught up and you want to make this big statement. I'm not buying what Dan Patrick's selling. I don't know how Shaq could co-sign that.
That was surprising.
That was basically Shaq saying to put cottage cheese on pizza or something. I don't even get what that was. Can you eat cottage cheese on pizza?
Yeah, you can eat anything on pizza nowadays.
Well, Rob G., a ranch dressing on pizza? Was that what I should have said?
Is that a question, Rob, or is that
they
just a statement?
Have ranch, I bet you they have ranch dressing pizza,
Do they have
buffalo chicken pizza that already has ranch drizzled on it?
That does have. No, that's got blue cheese.
No, it's got ranch drizzled on top of it.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
No, step your game
Rob,
up,
you've
guys.
Never eaten. Look, I eat buffalo chicken pizza. I eat barbecue chicken pizza with like.
That's
I'm
because
into
you're from
the
that's
different
because
brands.
You're from. That's because you're from Iowa, and you didn't grow up in New York with the
so
best
you
pizza
only eat,
on this earth.
Hold on.
All right?
I
we
live
don't
in
do
Jersey.
All that.
I'm in Jersey, which is basically suburban New York,
no,
and
it
that's
ain't.
Where I'm
that's
eating
Jersey.
The pizza at. So,
no.
So hold on. All you eat is what, cheese and pepperoni or sausage?
Yes, that's it. That's what pizza is. Not all this
Stop
other
it.
Stuff. They got to put veggies on it, and they got to put pineapple. That's just because they're trying to cover up the taste. In New York, all I need is one big cheese slice and a Diet Coke with extra cheese and a little garlic on the top, and I'm good to go. That's all you need. You guys are living up. You know
look,
what?
No, look,
Rob
I will
G,
give you New
Alex,
York pizza is the
it's
bomb.
It's the best. Come on, Chris.
I'll
and you're
you
not
that.
Even from
but,
New
but
York.
Still,
you know
should
that.
Live a little. You should live a little, man.
Rob
they got
G,
some
when
other
y'all
good
went
flavors
to New York,
out here.
Did you have pizza when
of
you went to New York?
Of course I did.
And is it not the best pizza?
It's pretty good.
I'm yes. not it's lying. The best pizza in the country. It's the
yes.
best pizza in the country.
And it's understated how much grease comes off it. And I know people don't like that kind of stuff. But to me, that's what only adds to the pizza when you pick it up and
it's dripping. But you know what? Have you guys, I imagine, well, have you been to Italy?
I have.
Of
they don't
course I have.
Okay.
Chris.
When you go to Italy, yeah,
you're not the only rich
nothing.
Person on this show.
No, the
I can't get real pizza in Italy.
I'm in Italy looking for real pizza, and I
Rob,
can't get any.
Why is it that the dark-skinned black dude, you, and the Mexican me, oh, you guys never been to Italy?
Right.
But because
like,
Chris is light-skinned and he got
it.
Some money.
No, that look at Rob.
I know me and Alex have been to Italy before. I don't know about you guys.
Now trying to play the color conflict. You don't know nothing about light-skinned, dark-skinned. Just stop it, all right?
You just assume, hey, Rob
right.
G, that we didn't go to Italy.
In. Yeah, like we can't
no,
be world
no,
travelers
no, no.
because of the color of
it
our skin.
It was nothing like that. It was nothing like
Chris,
that.
Chris, anyway. Italy, I remember Italy like it was yesterday. That's when I decided to get divorced. We were on our vacation to Italy. So I know.
You might be serious.
I'm
are you serious?
Serious?
Really?
I realized, yeah.
That, really?
Yeah, it was then.
On
was,
vacation?
Yeah.
What, you wanted to watch a soccer game or something? She wanted to go see the sights?
You said Tiger Woods, wasn't it? You wanted to watch Tiger Woods?
Oh, no. That was the honeymoon. Right. That was
that was your other one, my bad.
All right, let's get back to this. All right, so
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying influential. And the idea, like, oh, because a little kid thinks he can play in the NBA, I just don't think – when you talk about – influential players the last 30 years. How is Michael Jordan not that?
Right, because it goes back to 1992, Rob.
Yes, and what it changed the NBA, Chris, and I'm not saying the NBA wasn't cool with Magic and Bird and all that other stuff and all these other players and Dr. J, but Michael took it to another level. And you remember the commercials? Everybody, right. A lot of kids wanted to be Michael Jordan. This is not new.
Right. Michael Jordan is the most influential basketball player
absolutely.
Of the last 30 years. Easy.
And here's the other thing, Chris, real quick. He hasn't played in, what, 15 years, 18 years, whatever it's been? He still has the number one selling sneaker.
Rob, there are kids that never saw him play in Washington, let alone Chicago. Right. That are standing in line to get his sneakers.
That's what I'm saying.
They destroy everybody's sneaker. LeBron, Steph's, KD, Kyrie. They can't hold a candle to what the Jordans sell. And so there's that. But let's get even on the court, Rob. You know this. When Jordan's era birthed for about two decades, everybody was just focused on hyper-athleticism because of Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Now, Jordan had fundamentals and the athleticism, which is one reason he became the GOAT. But, I mean, you know this, Rob. They were drafting dudes that didn't have great skills, but they were athletic. They could jump through the gym. They were fast and quick. Or it also, remember, a lot of the game became ISO. That was because of Jordan. So, Steph has changed the game. You know I believe that. But Jordan changed it, too. When it became heavily ISO ball, a focus, over-focus on athleticism. Because before Jordan, Magic wasn't the most athletic. Bird wasn't the most athletic. You know, it wasn't all about that before Mike. And then after Mike, Rob, I'm going LeBron. And obviously, if we want to get off the court, I mean, beyond all the stuff he's done off the court, but he very well may have influenced our last presidential election. It's very possible he played a huge role in Joe Biden getting elected. I don't know, but I know his more than a vote was huge. It was obvious who he was voting for. That is influence. And then the whole player empowerment that is even starting to spread. At least they're going to try in the NFL. We talked about Brooklyn with Harden going, you know, getting traded there, but forcing his way there. And Kyrie and Durant going to Golden State. All of that is coming out of LeBron. Even Kawhi getting Paul George to go to the Clippers. And then even on the court, I'm going to say this. LeBron, I believe, instituted an era of the high-scoring point forward where you had a 6'8"-ish type guy who handled the ball and created the offense not only for himself but for everybody else. Now, you had Scottie Pippen, Paul Pressey before Jordan or before LeBron, but they weren't like huge scorers. But now look at it. Paul George plays that way. Kawhi Leonard kind of plays that way. James Harden, who's more of a point guard, but he plays that way. Giannis, to some degree, plays that way. Luka Doncic plays that way. Like, all of that came out of LeBron. So I got those two ahead of Steph, but I got Steph third, Rob. Because I don't want to belittle what he's done. He hadn't done as much as those guys. But he did change the conventional wisdom, which said jump shooting teams can't win championships.
And the other thing, too,
and now that's all we got is jump shooting teams.
Those, Steph loses credit with me because of those Nurse shoes that he put out for Under Armour. Do you remember those, Chris?
Man, some of his shoes ain't bad, though, Rob.
Rob G, the Nurse
I've seen Jordans that aren't as fresh as some of
I've seen people's
Steph
uncles wearing those at cookouts.
UAs.
You know what I'm talking about.
Like the Nike Monarchs.
Rob G cannot get involved in our Steph conversation because he's a bigger hater than Rob P.
I don't hate Steph. What are you saying?
I don't hate Steph.
y'all both hate him.
Hey, I'm surprised.
It's semantics.
Rob, this
dislike strongly.
Chris, I think your list was okay, but what do you guys think about Allen Iverson being up there as well for the most influential?
He was influential. He was. To the
I
culture.
Wouldn't put him right. He brought. Remember, I believe. Now, some people try to say it was Sprewell, but I think it was Iverson was the first player to wear cornrows in the NBA. And I think it was at the 97 All-Star game in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, which I was
remember
at.
Remember that?
Yep. And they booed him. Remember, he was in the rookie
right,
sophomore
everybody
game.
Thought that was like, oh, my gosh, what is he doing? Like, he's gangsta. Rob, you know, cornrows, that's a hairstyle that's been in the black community
forever.
Literally. Like, go back to Africa. Like, that's a black hairstyle. I remember kids... When I was coming up, getting
it
their hair braided and plaited.
Right.
No, it's not gangster or none of that. It's just a black hairstyle.
My hair was
but
braided.
He was
I
the
got
first.
Pictures.
Yeah. He was the first that wore it like that in an NBA game, which was at that time viewed as revolutionary. And obviously the whole hip hop culture. I do think he was very influential. He didn't really change the game or have as much of an influence on the game. But yeah, culturally. No question about
yep.
it. No question about it. All right, great, great stuff. 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you guys. Who do you think was the most influential let's put it this way. Was Steph, do you agree with Shaq and Dan Patrick, that Steph Curry is the most influential NBA player of the last 30 years? And if it's not him, who is it? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, we're brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. You've seen them. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. All right. Do you agree that Steph is the most influential NBA player of the last 30 years?
All right. Let's kick it off with Spencer in Maryland. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? I disagree completely that Steph is the most influential player of the last 30 years. I think I'm going to have to give it to Kobe, because before Kobe, we had never seen a player like him who had just scored in the kind of volume that he was scoring in, except for MJ. But
that's a big except. Kobe modeled himself after MJ.
I know. He was, if you closed
Kobe
your
was
eyes,
a fact, simile, right.
And you know this, Chris. You closed your eyes and listened to Kobe's press conferences. It sounded like Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. He was a facsimile of Michael Jordan.
It was incredible. It was
not
incredible.
Not quite as good, but very similar.
Yes. Sorry. All right, Thad.
Get rid of that
hot
Motorola and get
I know.
IPhone,
I'm sorry.
Man.
My flip phone, I couldn't flip it up fast enough. Thad in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? Pleasure to be here.
What up, Thad?
Anyway.
Thad.
Listen to you guys every night.
Thank you, my man.
Anyway, so I partially grew up in Hampton, Virginia. As you may or may not know, that is Allen Iverson's hometown.
Right.
There is without a doubt that Allen Iverson is the most influential player ever, not only in the game, he influenced the entire culture. I'm a 31-year-old white man. I fell in love with basketball at the age of 7 years old. I wanted cornrows when I had
Is that right? Did you ever get them?
No.
Your parents are probably
I see tons of white people with cornrows on vacation in the Caribbean.
Yep.
Not in the United States, but in the Caribbean. they go there and do it, you know?
That's right. But, I mean, he really – and David Stern had to change the dress code, if I'm not mistaken, for the league.
Which I didn't like. I didn't like that. I thought that was one of Stern's mistakes.
He did do that.
I agree with that, Rob. I mean, he did a lot for the league, but that was one of the few things I think that, you know, he could have done better. But, yeah, I think – Without a doubt, like I said,
Iverson had, we mentioned it, had a lot of huge impact, certainly off the court.
Oh, I mentioned him, you know that.
And yeah, on the court, he has some influence because now guys carry the ball all the time. And Iverson, remember with his crossover, there was a big controversy over that. That is carrying and it's traveling, but then they start letting it go.
I covered a Michael Jordan playoff game where he got called, Chris, for traveling.
Iverson or Jordan?
No, Jordan, three times in one game. Can you imagine that in an NBA playoff game?
That's crazy.
I still remember that game. Well, hey, if he no traveled. Way. Right. Mark, in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Where's Mark been?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, Rob, I can identify with the going to the dentist thing, man. I've been getting some chop work done myself for last week. So I got you, bro. I got you there,
man. You all right? You getting back? I hope you're getting
back. Man, they give you great drugs nowadays. I'm good.
That's right. Right. You know that one. They're messing with those teeth, man.
You got it. By the way, get a better phone, Rob. I just want to drop that one on there, too.
Oh, yeah, because you had to get one, too, when you're
hosting. Yeah, exactly. That's where that came from.
He'll spend $700 on sneakers, won't get a legit phone.
All right.
Or me a legit pair of Jordans.
Oh, there we go.
Now, go ahead, Mark.
I kind of want to throw it out. I think you have a combination of Jordan and Magic because they showed these young kids how to be ambassadors and become corporations. They gave him something to strive for. You hear LeBron talk. He watched one of his like Jordan. He's trying to be like Jordan. LeBron says that. I mean, and Magic was there too. I mean, showing these young men how to become corporations. And now look at all these young men who have brands now. Well, I think Jordan and Magic kind of paved the way for them. So I want to put them up there first. But I think by the time LeBron James is done, he stepped in an area that Michael nor Magic really stepped into, and I think his legacy is yet to be written.
Look, that's a good comment because Magic did do all that. Rob, Magic told me once, you know, and I think he's even talked about it publicly, all these guys, these executives, these wealthy corporate titans wanted to meet Magic Johnson, right? Play golf, you know, meet him, whatever. And he said, look, if you want to meet with me, I'll play golf or do whatever you want to do, but you have to teach me about business. I want to know about business. So that's the trade-off. I'm not just going to go there and smile in your face. I want to learn about business because I want to be a businessman. So he's right. I mean, Magic is worth close to $1 billion, Rob, I believe. And
Is he really a billion? Yeah, I didn't even know
It's
that.
Close. Look it up, Rob G, and we'll get it later, but he didn't make a ton on the court.
No, he told me once he didn't make hardly anything on the court. You remember that with the
right?
Lakers?
I think the most he made in a season was like a little over $3 million.
Because that's all he's those guys were making million. That. Isaiah, I don't think made more than $3 million. Chris, all
in a year.
Guys.
In a year, yeah. Right? And so he obviously made his money in business. All right, we will get to the hot seat.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This next guest, he's on the hot seat. You can follow him on Twitter at Big Mike's Morsels. Morsels. All right, that's a cute name. This ain't going to be cute, what we about to see. He's on the hot seat.
Here we go.
Damn, son!
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot!
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot! Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Mike, Fox Sports Radio executive news producer. Mike, you got guts. I'll give
Mike.
You that.
Yeah, what's
Mike
up, Rob?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
What persuaded you to step into the gauntlet?
Oh, you know, I always got something I want to get off my chest.
Well,
no doubt.
This
and
is going to be
time
ugly,
I looked,
Mike.
It was
we're letting you know.
Chinchilla rug. Go ahead.
I want you to know that Mike told me that he wished you guys were in studio so he could look you in the eye and see the fear.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
About right.
The speakers.
Yeah, in about 3 years, Mike, we'll be there, all right? No problem.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll be waiting.
You guys know how this segment works. Big Mike's got three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. So let's get started, guys. Take number one. Big Mike says that it's time to let all the steroid users into the Hall of Fames, including that cheater, Lance Armstrong. Mike, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
You're damn right. They should all be in. You know why? Because you all know, we all know, baseball has been filled with cheaters forever. I mean, there's stories of Babe Ruth who was trying to inject himself with testosterone from sheep testicles. I mean, baseball players have always been looking for an edge. I guarantee you there's guys in the Hall of Fame right now that were already using steroids. We just had no idea. You think Nolan Ryan was pitching that good when he was in his 40s because he wasn't using steroids? I don't think so. So give me a break. Let them all in. They're just out because their drugs worked better. That's it. That's the only reason.
Well, here's my fear about that, because I agree with you. They were using them in the 60s and the 70s and even amphetamines and stuff that's banned now. I fear, though, that if you just basically legalize steroid use for professional athletes, I mean, it'll be crazy. We'll have a bunch of artificially induced athletes in every sport. It'll become cartoonish and worse even yet. Little kids will start using them at an early age. If there's no punishment, no stigma for illegal substance use, then it's just going to become crazy, and it's going to really hurt some young kids, and it'll change the game.
Yeah, but that doesn't really apply because they're not legal now, and they test for them now. So you can't get away with it now the same way you could, right? So it doesn't matter. The cheaters have always been there. But they can't cheat now because you get a 50-game ban, you get a 100-game ban. We've seen it, right? It's happened to a few guys. Braun kept his MVP award. I mean, you're telling me that there's no consequences? Well, you're absolutely right. There's still no consequences. So why should it be any different for these guys just because their drugs work better? So it's still illegal, but you got to let these guys in because, you know, they were just doing what everybody else was doing anyway and trying to stay competitive.
Mike, what are you talking about? There were guys who violated the rules in the Olympics, at the Tour de France, all those things where they knew that they weren't supposed to use juice or illegal drugs, and they were banned substances, and they were being tested for it. Lance Armstrong, he cheated. He knew that he knew what the rules were, and he cheated. Baseball is a gray area because they weren't testing for it. So you can't throw baseball and cycling or the Olympics in the same pool and say, just let everybody cheat. It's not the same way. And since baseball's put the rules in, you don't have the same exact situation that you had prior to it.
That was a very tough round to score. On one hand, I totally disagree with Big Mike's the premise, but he made some damn good points, man. Round number one goes to Big Mike Lingard.
Why are you kissing up, Rob G?
I don't
this
even
is
see
a
Mike. How am I
going
to kiss up to him?
Of kissing up round those, and that's Mike, all this is.
Mike, did you
see
what this is?
You guys know Rob G's going to belittle me any chance he gets. So if he's saying what he's saying, man, it must be
true. That's right. And everyone knows.
Give me props unless he has to.
That Big Mike's nickname on the streets is Media Mike. So we all know that.
Right.
Here we go. Number two, the hot seat. Big Mike on with the Odd Couple. Mike says that NFL needs to have their own developmental league similar to the G League instead of corrupting the NCAA. Mike, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty simple. There needs to be a way for a high school kid to become a professional athlete without having to go to college. I don't know how college athletics got wrapped up with our pro sports, but it doesn't make any sense because no other sport does that. You can play as a teenager just about anywhere else. Why doesn't the NFL have a program for kids who don't need to go to school but want to compete in the NFL long term? Because as it is right now, you can't go to the NFL unless you play college football. There's something intrinsically wrong with that setup right there, and it's not allowing kids to go where they want to go.
Hello, Mike. Mike, did you hear of the AAF and the XFL and the USFL and all these other leagues that they tried, especially the last two? The AAF, this is going to be minor league football. There'll be these players who maybe aren't good enough for the NFL. Nobody wants to see them. I hate to break it to you. That's why those leagues folded and crumbled. They want NFL football or they want college football. College football is the minor league to the NFL, whether there are affiliations or not. We don't need a minor league football league. We tried it. We've seen it. It's failed.
Hey, Rob G, you watching a lot of G League games, are you? Or are you out there in the minor league baseball circuit? I mean, what are you talking about, man? It doesn't matter if they're profitable, if anybody wants to see it. You just need to have it to develop your own league. College football is still going to be the star, and you can still go to college and go to the NFL. I'm just talking about something like a G League where you can develop these kids who don't have the wherewithal to get into school. They're not good with the books. Why does being smart, why does being able to pass some tests on a campus have anything to do with whether you can have an NFL career or not? But it does because of the way the system's set up. I didn't say that. They're not doing it on purpose, but right now the NFL's getting over because they don't have to pay for it.
But, Mike, the kids are getting into school anyway. The Nick Sabans and Urban Meyers and these guys, the kids that aren't good with the books, they're still getting them in and getting them on the gridiron. Here's the thing. You mentioned baseball's minor league. College baseball is not on anybody's radar. You mentioned the G League and the NBA. College basketball is really sinking in popularity. It's really losing its place on people's radar. Not so with college football. College football is the second most popular sport in America next to pro football. So it's still too big. Kids would still go to college. Now, you got to start paying them. Let them benefit off their name, image, and likeness, all of that. But we don't need a minor league. We love our college football. Keep it.
Very tough round to score.
But let me just say this.
You guys spent all of hour two saying that the G League is great, but you don't want the G League to move to football. So round number two goes to Big Mike.
You think you're getting a raise or something, Rob?
Mike's not my boss. Now, if Scott Shapiro was on the hot seat.
Is this thing on?
If Scott was on the hot seat, he would sweep.
There's no raise coming your way, Rob G.
Scott would sweep the hot seat. Let me just say that. Scott, come on the hot seat. All right, last take of the night. Hottest take of the night. Now, this one's worth 2.5 points, Big Mike. You got a 3-1 lead. Don't blow it. Here we go.
All right.
Big Mike, only one on the radio right now, who says that In-N-Out has the best French fries in America. Mike, you got 30 seconds. Explain yourself.
I don't even need all 30 seconds. You've got a fresh potato that is cut in front of you while you watch and placed directly into the oil. Throw on some salt. Boom. Perfect. Done. I don't need all of that other crap that everybody wants to coat their fries or do something weird with it. No. Cut them. Cook them. Salt them. Mine. All good.
You do need all that stuff because their best fries are the animal ones where they put all types of stuff on it to give it some taste. Are you kidding me, Mike? McDonald's by a mile. And I'm not bigging up the Big Mac and all the other stuff at McDonald's, but the French fries are to die for. In-N-Out is about burgers. The fries are an accessory. Nobody even thinks about the fries at In-N-Out. It's all about the hamburgers, nothing about the fries. Give me Mickey D's.
I know that's hard to argue with, man. I mean, I gotta be honest.
He gave up, Uncle.
I'm down for the McDonald's.
Did you hear that, Rob G?
Hey, I'm not done.
We Deontay Wilder him.
I did not interrupt either of you while you were talking, so you're gonna need to let me finish. T-shirt, make sure you put some extra time on there for me, tank top, as I got interrupted with my take. But I ain't gonna lie, I like me some McDonald's fried too. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that the classic, the basic, the the quintessential French fry belongs to In-N-Out, period.
Mike, Rob, stop it. Chris already said it. Let me tell you something, how good McDonald's French fries are. They're so good. All you need is salt. You don't have to doctor them up. They don't need anything. When I go to McDonald's, I order fries with no salt. That guarantees that they're going to be hot, and then I add my own salt when they come out of the oil. That's all you need. You know, that's a great trick.
I never thought about that.
That's what I do every single time. Fries with no salt.
All right, guys, we're up against it. I got to do the judging quickly. First rule of the hot seat.
Up.
Alex knows
up.
This.
It was no mas.
No matter how good the take is, you never concede, ever.
Yes. I did not concede.
He conceded. Oh,
the win goes to the odd couple.
I was interrupted before.
Yes.
Before I finished my take. Clearly interrupted before I finished my take.
Mike, you were going good. You had us on points,
yes.
But you—the right hand from
he got
Beyonce
knocked out
Wilder
in the last round,
you.
Chris. In
that's
the 12th
right.
Round.
That's right.
Hey, Mike,
nice
thanks,
try.
Buddy. That was fun.
Yeah, you got it. Have a good time, guys.
Good job. It's the Odd Couple. We got one more segment left. Yankees, they cannot stay off the injured list. My goodness. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Homie. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. And you could save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. Rob, you're concerned about the Yankees.
Yeah, I am, from the standpoint that
can you get in your seat?
The last, yeah, I'm sitting down now. How'd you know?
I could just tell from the that you were in your kitchen getting cheese food,
cheese process, right? Yeah. No, Aaron Boone had a pacemaker put in, Chris, today. And I guess, you know, it sounds like he can be back way soon. I'm just surprised that
couple
some
days,
of the reports,
2 to 3
right?
days, Brian Cashman.
Two or three
said.
Days, really. But anyway, they always seem to have something health wise with the Yankees over the last 4 or 5. Am I right with Aaron Judge or
Aaron Judge cannot stay healthy.
Right. Stanton
either. Giancarlo Stanton.
Right. He's another one.
He really can't stay healthy. Yeah.
Stay healthy. And they've had other injuries with some pitching and it just seems like it's like 1 year. Can they just be healthy and have all their pieces? So to hear that news today was kind of a surprise. I don't know how long he'll be out, Chris. Like you said, I think you read, 2 or 3 days? Would you be back that soon from a pacemaker?
No. I got to be honest. I don't know. I'm not a medical expert, all right? But it just seems –
let's get your wife on the horn.
Right. Boone had open heart surgery in 2009. He's only 47 years old, Rob.
Right.
So I don't want to overstate it because, again, maybe it isn't that – it's hard to say not serious with a pacemaker, but it just seems like step away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Money-wise, he played in the league. Yeah, we wish him well, but just make sure he takes care of himself. And Shaq, Rob, made his AE All Elite Wrestling debut tonight. I guess he got the W, too. Went through a few tables, but got slammed through some tables. All right, couple, keep it locked. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!